You want to build a business and be a leader in your field. You know a book can help you get there. But how? In this show, I break down exactly how to write, publish, and promote a book that will build your business.
What's important now is that I am a best-selling author, and that's awesome.
All of my speaking events are actually from my book content. There's nothing that I've ever spoken on that's not in my books.
Everybody kept saying, do a book. It doesn't have to be any good. There's no better marketing tool. There's no better calling card. It then becomes the most valuable business card you ever had.
Get ready, book business builders. You're about to go to the next level. Hi there. This is Anna David. Welcome to Build Your Business with a Book. I am your host. I am also the New York Times bestselling author of 8 books, as well as the founder and CEO of Launchpad Publishing, which publishes books for thought leaders and entrepreneurs. And today I am answering the question, how can you use your book to get on podcasts? Now, if you're listening to this show as a podcast, you are very interested in this because you are a podcast listener. And that is my number one point when it comes to getting on podcasts is the most obvious one. And yes, it's the most overlooked, which is listen to the podcast you want to be on. I am as guilty of this as anybody. But I should mention, by the end of this, you are going to know exactly the 3 ways to guarantee you get on podcasts and are a good guest. So the first thing you should do is start making a list of the podcasts you want to be on and be realistic. Like, we're not going to get on Joe Rogan, probably. We're not going to get on Tim Ferriss. So go to the podcast app, go to, you know, the Apple Store on your phone or your computer or wherever you are, and start doing a search for what the podcasts are in your topic. And you are looking for podcasts that have at least 100 episodes and at least, let's say, 50 reviews. And it's a sort of unscientific way to do it. I know that there are, you know, sites you can go to, Chartable, and you can find out actual number of downloads. I just find that there's billions of podcasts out there, and this is the easiest way to do it. So as long as you can see they post every week, there are at least 100 episodes, there are at least 50 reviews, this is a podcast that is well worth your time going on. So make a note of that podcast. Then look under where it says listeners also listen to or subscribe to and start noting those. Again, just constantly be revising and editing based on a lot of podcasts, you know, start out strong and then they haven't updated in, you know, a couple months or they're only every month. I would just strongly recommend sticking with weekly podcasts. Now, then go and listen to them. Maybe batch this 10 at a time. Go and listen to them. If it's a podcast you can't stand, forget it. It doesn't matter. You really should love the show that you're pitching yourself to. So if you love a show you're pitching yourself to, what do you do when you love a show? You review the show. I swear to God, this is going to save you. This is going to put you miles ahead. Review the podcast. Keep listening to it. When you reach out to the host or the booker or whoever it is, this is what you say. I get so many requests. I have been pitched hundreds of podcast guests over the years, and I've accepted maybe 4 of those. And the other 90, I can't do math, the hundreds, it was so obvious they had never listened to the show, that this was just this blanket thing. And the ones that I did put on the show who were amazing guests, they had listened to the show, or their publicist had listened to the show. They knew that this person was perfect for my audience, because a lot of people approach blurbs, approach podcast appearances, approach things as, I'm going to promote my book. Here's the thing. I've said this before. I will say it again. No one cares. No one cares about your book. No one cares about my book. They care about what can that book do for me. So the podcast host does not care about promoting your book. The podcast host cares about what can you share with their audience that will be helpful that they haven't heard. So listen to the podcast with that in mind. Start thinking about, well, I really liked that episode where, you know, the branding expert talked about whatever it is. You know, make a couple notes about episodes you like. When you pitch that podcast host, say, I absolutely loved this episode and that episode. I reviewed your podcast. Actually, here's a screen grab of my review, and here's what I think I could tell your listeners. Then share with this podcast host how excited you would be to share it and talk about whatever your abilities to share are. If you don't have a big social media following, if this is a podcast you really want to get on, say, you know, I'm so excited to do this. I would love to drive Facebook ad traffic to the episode or whatever it is. Just make it so hard for the person to say no. And if you are looking for how do I reach podcast hosts? Sometimes, the information is very accessible. Sometimes it's not. There's a website called Hunter.io that lists really hard to find email addresses. They may not be accurate. They may not be current, but they are sometimes. So that is how you pitch it. Now, one thing I want you to know, another sort of sad thing, the podcast host is probably not going to read your book. You should still send it to them, which I know is weird to go and send something that you know someone's not going to read. But think about it. I mean, there are some podcast hosts who are extremely, you know, James Altucher talks about how he reads every guest's book over and over and over again. But I just heard Lewis Howes talk about how he has an assistant who reads the books, who flags the parts. And these are the biggest authors in the world. And he's admitting he doesn't read the books. He's having his assistant flag which parts of the books he should ask about. I will tell you, as an author, it can be very disheartening when you're being interviewed by somebody who it is very clear has not read your book. But, and I've had both. I've had people I've absolutely read their books, and I've had people where I haven't had time to read their books that I've interviewed them. But it is not, as long as it's somebody that has taken the time to prepare, has gotten information about you and your book, it can be just as fruitful to have that conversation. So please don't be offended by the fact that this podcast host is probably not going to read your book. And what else do I want to tell you? You wrote this book to give you credibility as an expert. So make sure you pitch this way ahead of time. Do you know that some podcasts batch episodes and have them, you can't be like, my book is coming out in May, so in April, I'm going to start reaching out to these podcast hosts. No, plan it so far ahead of time. And podcasts, some famously don't want you pitching anything. I know Mark Maron's like, nobody can come on and pitch. And some are very open to it. You can absolutely request and say, I have a book coming out April 1st. I would love for it to be released. I really tried to do that with my recent book, Make Your Mess Your Memoir. And I was like, I had all these podcasts that were scheduled to come out that week. And then people screw up and they forget when your book is coming out and you just have to be chill. But I know as a consumer, I very much, in the book world, people are very into pre-orders. Oh, go promote your book when it's available for pre-order. Personally, as a consumer, if I'm an immediate gratification baby, like I want that thing right now. If I go on and it's like, oh, this actually isn't available for another 6 months, I am so much less likely to hit buy now. So I recommend booking these podcasts for once your book is available. And while there's a great advantage to having them go all at once, there is also a great advantage to sort of keeping your sales going by having these podcasts come out, over a certain period of time. So your homework is to start listening to the podcasts you want to go on, start researching which would be best for you, start being realistic, and start stalking in like a very gentle, loving, and affectionate way the hosts and showing them that you're out there. So like I said, if you want the show notes, which includes a breakdown of all of this, my pitches, my good and bad podcast pitches and all the rest, go to launchpadpub.com/blog/pods. And with that, oh, by the way, if you're watching this on video, please give a girl a thumbs up, hit subscribe, go check out my other videos. Otherwise, I will see you /talk to you next time. Thanks for joining me this week on Build Your Business with a Book. For more info about the show, go to buildyourbizwithabook.com. That's B-I-Z, where you can get links to show notes and subscribe to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google, and wherever you're listening to the show now. Speaking of that, if you got anything out of this show, I can't tell you how much I'd appreciate a rating and or a review on iTunes. And please don't forget, you can tell an author or entrepreneur friend about the show. Another forget-me-not, my company, Launchpad Publishing, is available to help industry leaders and those with stories to share at any stage in their publishing journeys, whether that's writing, editing, publishing, launching. Go to launchpadpub.com to find out more, and be sure to tune in next week for next week's episode. And you know, if you subscribe, you never have to worry about missing a show.